Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome to this week's show, and thanks for listening. Our email address for comments or questions is mmpets@1320wils. Our web address where you can listen to all of our previous shows is www.1320wils.com. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and I'm here with our resident pet expert and my co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. We're going to just horse around today.
Well, you had to know if there was a pun coming, you'd have thought it came from me.
I had to get that out.
That's okay. Well, as you're saying, Rick, today we're going to have a show all about horses, and we've got some very interesting guests coming into the studio with us. In this first segment, right after the break, we're going to have in some folks from the government who actually are here to help, and they are from the Department of the Interior, and they're going to talk with us quite a bit about an upcoming adoption for wild horses and burros, which is a really unique thing that I don't think most people think about.
Yeah, I've got the handout that they gave us, and what's important to note is here that wild horses and burros have virtually no predators, and their herd size can double about every 4 years. So that tends to bring good cause as to why we probably need to get them on the show and have them talk to us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. A lot of people don't understand how much property, especially in the western states, that the government has control over that we as citizens get a chance to use, and it allows a lot of these animals to roam free and survive. But if they overpopulate, then it becomes a problem, just like with a lot of the other animal groups that we've talked about. And Rick, in the second half of the show, we're going to have a very, very interesting discussion. I don't think a lot of people understand what a jewel we've got in East Lansing with the Nottingham Equestrian Center. We're going to talk with the owner of that center, who is as passionate about horses as you are about saltwater fish. And I didn't know that there was an equal match when it comes to passion for animals, but Cheryl just might fill that bill.
Yeah, I'm anxious to meet her. This should be a really good show. One of the things that I want to make sure we have that theme in our show ongoing is to make better pet owners. And one way to make better pet owners is to kind of take the selfishness out of it and really throw it back at what the animal's all about, understand it from the perspective of the animal. And once I think the person listening in understands what that animal's all about, whether it be a macaw or a horse, you know, they have a much better understanding as to whether that fits them.
Right. And that is such an important part of it, because having a pet and being willing to take care of one is one thing, but not understanding the longevity of the animals, the environment that they need, the kind of companionship that they need, the kind of nutrition that they need. I mean, it's all part and parcel of what goes into really good pet care. And most people don't do enough research in advance to figure that out.
Well, and I think that will change, and it has changed a lot with the introduction of the internet, and actually the general populace, I think, guides us that way. So the more that the general populace has a guiding force, the better our information lands on somebody's ears.
Right. And it's, again, just something that we can't implore people enough to really pay attention to what it's going to take when they're thinking about whether it's adopting an animal at something like the wild horse adoption or working with a rescue group or someone like that. Again, you have to give consideration to, is this the right match for me and my lifestyle? Because if it's not, you may be doing more harm in the long run for the animal and for yourself. And that's what we really want to prevent. So with that said, Rick, we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back and have our conversation with the folks from the Department of the Interior right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.